This is module number 5, the second trial before Pilate and the fourth mockery.
So we come to section 174 in your harmony, the second trial before Pilate. This is now the third stage of the civil trial. After Herod Antipas failed to find the charge against Yeshua, Pilate made several specific efforts to release Yeshua, in the process again declaring his innocence. And so in Luke's account, verse 14, he gathered religious leaders and said, "You brought unto me this man as one that perverts the people, and behold, I've examined him before you and found no fault in this man, touching those things which you accuse him of." And then in verse 15, Herod could find no fault in Yeshua and determined that nothing worthy of death was done by him. And this is referring to Herod Antipas. Now, if one wanted to keep a list of these declarations of innocence, Herod's statement would be the second, and now Pilate makes the third statement of innocency. However, the crowd rejected these proclamations of Yeshua's innocence. In the second attempt to free Yeshua, Pilate offered the people a choice. A custom had developed that during the Passover, the Roman authorities would release one Jewish prisoner as a goodwill gesture, recorded in John's account, verse 39. And in verse 40 of John, "Besides Yeshua, another man named Barabbas was imprisoned, whom Yohanan referred to as a robber." A better translation would be malefactor or rebel, since robbery was not punishable by death. And in Mark verse 7, Mark clearly stated Barabbas had made insurrection, and in the insurrection he had committed murder. So Barabbas was actually guilty of the crime of which Yeshua is accused of, and this is also affirmed by Luke verse 19. The irony is that Barabbas was not a proper name, but a Greek transliteration of the Aramaic words bar, which means son of, and Abba, which was his father's name, making him the son of Abba. The Gospels do not give his actual name, probably to avoid confusing the reader. However, other sources reveal that his name was also Yeshua, a common first century name. So you have two men sharing the same name. One was guilty of sedition and the other was accused but innocent of sedition. Even more ironic is the fact that Barabbas' father's name was Abba, which in Aramaic means the father. So Barabbas' name entirely was Yeshua, the son of the father. One now bore the name and title, but the other was the true Yeshua, the true son of the true father.